Before the world knew him as George Orwell, before his name became inseparable from words like Big Brother, Thought Crime, Doublethink, and Orwellian, he was Eric Arthur Blair, a quiet, observant, often uncomfortable boy born into the contradictions of the British Empire. The writer who would later warn the world about tyranny, propaganda, surveillance, and the corruption of language did not appear suddenly, fully formed, with a pen in one hand and a political conscience in the other. He was shaped slowly, almost painfully, by family background, class anxiety, loneliness, illness, education, humiliation, privilege, resentment, and a sharp awareness of hypocrisy. Long before he wrote Animal Farm or 1984, he had already begun to see the invisible structures of power that governed ordinary lives. Eric Arthur Blair was born on June 25, 1903, in Motihari, Bengal Presidency, in British India, at a time when the British Empire still imagined itself permanent. His birthplace mattered deeply, even though he would leave India as a small child and grow up mainly in England. He was born not at the center of imperial power, but on its outer edge, in a colonial world built on hierarchy, distance, obedience, and racial domination. His father, Richard Walmsley Blair, worked in the Opium Department of the Indian Civil Service, a branch of imperial administration connected to one of the most morally compromised trades of the British Empire. The British state had long profited from the opium trade, particularly in relation to China, and the fact that Orwell's father earned his living within this system would later stand as one of those uncomfortable family truths that seemed almost symbolic. The future critic of imperialism came from a family sustained by empire. His mother, Ida Mabel Blair, was more socially lively and intellectually alert than his father, and she played a greater role in his early emotional life. The family belonged to what Orwell later famously described as the lower upper middle class, a phrase that sounds almost comic until one understands how precisely it captures the uneasy world into which he was born. They had the manners, expectations, and cultural identity of the upper middle class, but not the money to live securely within it. They were respectable, educated, and imperial, but financially limited. They were expected to behave like gentlefolk while constantly watching expenses. This contradiction would leave a permanent mark on Eric Blair. Throughout his life, he understood class not as an abstract theory but as a daily atmosphere. The accent one used, the clothes one wore, the school one attended, the shame one felt, the assumptions others made before one had spoken a word. When Eric was still very young, his mother took him and his sister Marjorie back to England. His father remained in India for much of Eric's childhood, serving the empire while functioning almost as a distant figure in the family imagination. This separation was not unusual among Anglo-Indian families of the period. The empire often divided households, sending fathers to colonial postings while wives and children returned to England for health, education, and social formation. Yet for Eric, the absence of his father contributed to a childhood marked by emotional distance. He grew up in a household where respectability mattered, where money was not abundant, and where affection existed but was not always freely expressed. England, for the young Blair, was not a place of grand belonging. It was home, but it was also a place of judgment. The family settled in Henley-on-Thames, a respectable town that represented a certain kind of English gentility. There, Eric encountered the subtle codes of class that would fascinate and disturb him for the rest of his life. He learned early that poverty was not only a lack of money. It could also be embarrassment. It could be the awareness that one's family could not afford what other families took for granted. It could be the pressure to appear more comfortable than one really was. It could be the fear of being exposed as socially inferior. This early sensitivity to status did not make him vain in the ordinary sense. Rather, it made him watchful.